Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
All right, WGN, we're going to take a really quick break. When we return, a candidate for CNN's Hero of the Year, Dan Ivankovich, will learn about what he's doing and why he is a very strong candidate to be that person. WGN 720, James Van Osdell here with Dan Ivankovich. Dan is a candidate for CNN's Hero of the Year. Voting for that ends Sunday, and it's a small field. Like, this is a very winnable thing for Hero of the Year.
Well, you know, it shouldn't ever really be a competition, because what happens, I got the other nine that are pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. We become friends, you know, with social media. You can be friends with the guys from India and Nepal and North Carolina and Philadelphia. But I look at it, making the top 10 is very much exciting, and I'm very humbled by it. But to win, it's a Chicago thing, because the reality is, it is Chicago, and if Chicago is going to get behind it, how can you lose, right?
And let's talk about what led you here. And you've said it in your own humble way. I mean, the work you're doing is exemplary. What you're doing with One Patient Global Health Initiative, explain what that is.
Well, the whole point of living in a city like Chicago, I trained here at Rush University, Cook County Hospital, and at one point I became aware of the fact that there's a whole subset of Chicago, 1.5 million people, that are essentially ignored by mainstream medicine. I should say
you're a doctor.
Yeah.
You should have said that.
All right, a orthopedic spine and trauma surgeon who has done more than his share of cleaning up after the Knife and Gun Club on Chicago's South and West Side, and got to a point where there were people that were just sitting. There were people that were being ignored, and there are populations. I mean, if you're of color, if you are disabled, if you're poor, Chicago doesn't see you. And, you know, everyone wants to talk about Chicago, about the sports, the Blues, the industry. We never talk about the things that are obvious. Spike Lee's talking about it. And as you see, people don't like to hear when the bad stuff comes up. But poverty is something that people readily don't talk about. And unfortunately, the marginalized populations do not get good health care. And that's been our mission with One Patient, is to provide health care without any discrimination, without any regard about anything that does not apply to them achieving optimal health and owning their personal health and wellness.
So regardless of ability to pay, you'll take care of them.
Well, you know, if you show up at the door and you have a problem, I mean, you know, we do this little thing called the Hippocratic Oath that as a doctor, I'm very passionate about it. And I'm a believer that I've been given this fantastic opportunity to be a physician. And a lot of responsibility comes with that. And part of it is making the community that you live in healthy, taking initiatives for those that are less fortunate. And, you know, I don't want to, you know, come off sounding like, you know, a Girl Scout, because the fact is I'm 6'11", 325, and we can get, you know, talk and be badass. But the reality is that, you know, people are suffering in Chicago, and it's a fantastic city. But the very harsh truth is that in some of these communities that in Chicago, Roseland, Austin, you look at Englewood, you look at North Lawndale and Lawndale, these are folks that are living lives and life expectancies like people in the third world.
So the violence, I mean, can you speak to that, what you've seen?
Well, you know, if you look at it statistically, it's not gotten better since I started 20 years ago. The data now is so troubling, where on average every day a young African-American male is more than likely murdered by another young African-American male. The violence, this is all a byproduct of the fact that families are broken. Communities are being destroyed by the fact that we're in a state, we're in a city, we're in a county. It's essentially bankrupt. I mean, let's, you know, Illinois, let's like cheer for this, that we've been called the most mismanaged state in America. And what happens is, you know, the folks that are living in the Gold Coast, they don't notice it. They're not getting their WIC program cut. They're not getting their social services and infrastructure destroyed, to where the families are literally putting these kids out on the street to be raised by their new family, which is called gangs.
Yeah, it's bad. Was there something, besides the Hippocratic Oath, was there a moment or an epiphany you had that kind of push you in the direction, this is how I'm going to run a practice, this is how I'm going to conduct my affairs?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, stuff that hits you at home. My grandmother, she was living in Europe, and very, very basic things. She had a hip fracture. And I realized how severe a hip fracture can be for an elderly person, and that it was not managed properly, and she died from it. And it just, it destroyed me. I mean, as, you know, I love my grandmothers. They practically raised me when I was a kid. And I looked inward and said, okay, this is stupid. She didn't have to die. And, you know, orthopedics was something that I was always interested in, having gone through 13 knee surgeries myself, back from the basketball days. That was a very emotional and introspective time, losing my grandma to something that is trivial. And then we realize how severe and how epidemic hip fractures are, and how over 500,000 people a year are afflicted with it, and they are not all managed well. And then I found that in these minority communities, as a resident at Cook County, I mean, so let's imagine this. I mean, I'm not here to throw data. Let's just get really personal about the fact that when you live in America, you think we got it going on, right? Greatest health care money can buy. But as an intern at Cook County Hospital, working on the orthopedic service, of course, the gangbangers, they go to the front of the line. You know, you get shot, you're all banged up, sickest go to the front. That's the triage method. So all these really nice little old ladies that had arthritis, had bad backs, bad knees, they kept getting pushed back. So the same people that were waiting when I was an intern were still waiting for these surgeries when I was a senior resident at Cook County. And the thing that launched the program for me was that I just said, I got to take care of these folks. This is crazy. I promised that I was going to get their knees and their hips done. And when I left, there was like a waiting list of over 1,000 people.
Oh, man.
And this was in 1995. And I said, you know, we're going to get out and create essentially a safety net within the safety net communities for orthopedics. And in many of these communities like Roseland, they didn't have orthopedic coverage. I was covering 80,000 people in Roseland, 130 in Austin, 80,000 in North Lawndale. I was the lone guy providing care for them. And I just said, we're going to begin by educating these communities to the benefit of quality of life that they can enjoy by having these surgeries and participating in it. And it's gotten better and better to where now my wife, who is really one of the great clinicians in Chicago for what she does. She is a behavioral therapist, a psychologist. We double team now. The whole one patient model is that, you know, it's not just me fixing your hip, not me fixing your back. It's you owning your health, your wellness, and it's through a mind, body, spirit approach. I mean, Dr. Karl Ivankovich, who I have just tremendous passion, love, and respect for, we are on the front lines every day battling, and we are in clinic together. So when a patient comes in with a bad knee, likely they're overweight, they're diabetic, they have multiple issues. So by me putting a knee in, that's not fixing your problem. What it's doing is making your knee better. But Carl and I said, let's create a model for people who are underserved to help them own their health, to take control of their life and enjoy their potential, whatever that may be. Every human being has a different potential. We're going to help you unlock yours and to own yours. And it's transformational work. And I tell you that I, every day when I get out of bed, I get high thinking about who I can help that day. And I think, you know, Carl and I on our way to and from work every day are talking about, hey, we did this. God, is this guy doing great? Or I think it just, once you get into it and you see how you're changing people's lives, it's it becomes so all encompassing and overwhelming that, I mean, this has become my life. It's become my career. It's become, you know, what I do. And Carl and I as a team, you know, she's quite entertaining because, you know, being 6'11", 325, everyone thinks I'm the badass. She's a second-degree black belt and could probably kick my ass on any given, you know, moment when I try to get out of line. But we're a great team, and we've been doing it now and had really great success. And so I am, you know, the CNN Heroes thing was wonderful that they came knocking. But in many ways, it's a tribute to what Carla and I do.
Well, again, the CNN Hero of the Year, the voting ends Sunday. You do amazing work. And I'll tell you, you are wired the way we all should be wired. I mean, when you talk about the high you feel from doing right by fellow humans, that's inspiring to hear.
Well, I mean, people need to try it. And you know, I'm not here kind of touting. I think the whole concept CNN Heroes, which they can vote, by the way, of course, we are here tonight. It's a Chicago thing. You know, it's Heroes, heroes.cnn.com. You can vote every day through Sunday. And the beauty of Chicago, as we all know, vote early and vote often. And that will take us through midnight on Sunday, and we can definitely get people rocking and rolling.
All right, Danny Ivankovich, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure, and I love hearing you on the radio. And this is you're one of my faves, and we've got stories that we're going to share when the mic's off.
Done. All right, let's do that. We'll be right back with the news on WGN.